Speaking of Dunkirk, let's send it over to John Boggs and the Breakfast Club live from Dunkirk.
Hey, we're back. Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
I've got Jim Bob McEwen beside me. I'm going to ask him that question you told me to ask
him. Yes. Ask him.
And Jim Bob, everybody or a lot of people in Jay County know that you work with border collies. But I've also been told that you used to work with oxen.
Oh, yeah. We had three yoke of oxen here in Jay County for a while.
Wow.
We took them clear to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and walked them 5 miles in that Circus Day parade up there in Milwaukee.
So you went to border collies, though, because they're easier to feed, or what?
Well, when I was 10 years old, I saw the first border collie work, and so that planted a seed for me to get them. I had border collies before we had the oxen.
Oh, okay.
And if it hadn't been for the border collie, we'd never seen the oxen, because we seen the kids up in Freiburg, Maine, working the oxen, and my dad said, it's the only animal he ever seen anybody hit on the head and say, bring it to me.
Well, Jeffrey O told me to mention that because he said probably nobody knows that Jim Bob used to work with oxen.
Well, my kids tell me I'm going through my second 4-H childhood, so here we go.
Hey, he actually brought the oxen, I think, out to the Jay County Fair.
You brought the oxen to the Jay County Fair?
Yeah, we had them up there on display 1 year. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Had them up there.
Well, not to get off the topic too much, but we're going to talk about the concert series and the concert series at the Depot Park starts on what day and
June,
with what?
June the 9th at 2:30 in the afternoon. We'll have the Chelsea House Orchestra there. And we just finished, got back from Alma, Michigan, and they put on 4 concerts up there, and there's something to see. I'm really proud of these kids, and they're all high school kids. And one thing we got local going on, we got Maria Murphy's going to come and sing the national anthem.
Uh-huh.
And back home again in Indiana, like she sang down there at the Indiana State High School basketball tournament in Indianapolis. So
wow.
That's going to be a treat.
Okay.
We hope a lot of Jay County students comes over. And
now that's going to kick off on the 9th, right?
That's right. Yeah,
okay.
That's going to kick off in the afternoon. And the sponsor of that is SDP Manufacturing, Drew Hall and Selena and Pittman's and those. And they're hosted by the Delta Theta Tau sorority.
Okay. Now, Chelsea House is not only going to be in Dunkirk on the 9th. They're going to be in the area. You want to go through that for us?
Okay. Yeah. The 10th, they'll be at Ambassador Park at Fort Recovery, Ohio. And, of course, those, you bring your lawn chairs. They are free. Mm-hmm. And then after they finish there at Fort Recovery, they go to Bear Creek Farms for their summer camp. Monday and Tuesday, the 11th and 12th, they'll be at Bear Creek Farms doing their summer camp and putting on or practicing for their new show for 2013. They'll have the new students come in from Alma or from Chelsea, and they'll incorporate them in. Now, he's losing, I think, 15 students this year.
Uh-huh.
And then he's bringing in 7 more new ones. But they will have a new show for Bear Creek Farms on Wednesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and 7:30 in the evening.
Okay. Wow, that's quite a trip for them. So, and then that just kicks off the concert series. Chuck, what? Give us a rundown of some of the other acts are going to be here and the dates.
Okay, on June 9th, this is something new this year. It's actually a doubleheader. The Chelsea House Orchestra will perform in the afternoon, and in the evening, Jerry Jones will be here with us playing vintage rock and roll. And he's very popular in this area and has a following. You want to be sure not to miss that. And that's the Brown Insurance. Those folks bring Jerry to town. And on June 16th, the Boot Hill Band. On June 23rd, Mix Factory. June 30th, the Jay County Community Band. Now, that's a lot of fun. These folks enjoy playing, and they come over and will play for you. Everything is free. Bring your lawn chair. There will be food to have in the evening, and enjoy yourself. On July 7th, the Classics. On July 14th, Jay Fox and the Bavarian Showtime Band. July 21st, the Servants of Christ. These are local fellows that ministered everybody through their music. July 28th, pray for Mojo. Now, I haven't heard these folks. It says it's time to clap your hands and stomp your feet, so you don't want to miss that one. August 4th is Reminiscence. August 11th, Memory Lane. August 18th, another favorite, Spit and Image. These are twin brothers that perform, and I guarantee you, you'll enjoy them. Besides that, they will pick on Bill Blankenbaker.
Well, picking on Bill Blankenbaker is a Dunkirk pastime, I believe. But the concert series is all free.
It's all free.
And it's at the Webster Depot Park. And like you say, you suggest everybody bring their lawn chair, come out and sit down and watch. And there is food available, but do people bring picnic baskets?
I haven't seen that because we have such great food, and the Miner's Market in Albany sponsors us by furnishing all the meat and buns.
Really?
And
okay.
Without that, we would probably have trouble breaking even. So we're very appreciative of those folks.
Wonderful. And so Glass Days, of course, starts today, but beyond that, you've got a summer full of activities here in Dunkirk.
We do, and come to Dunkirk and enjoy with us our heritage in glass manufacturing. Everything's been made here from handmade articles to the high-speed state-of-the-art plant at Vorelia. That would be something to see if you folks want to see high-speed manufacturing and state-of-the-art. Come Friday for the tour.
Okay, and then you're also talking about the beautification project.
Okay, you folks have probably noticed we have a lot of trees planted. We've had more donors. We've applied for a grant that we feel when that comes through, and we think that it will, we'll be able to finish the project and have all of the trees planted.
Okay.
They were beautiful this spring, the ones that blossomed. We have color all year long because some have colored leaves, and they're well designed to show color all through the season.
Wonderful.
I want to ask you a question, Chuck. How many glass factories were there in Dunkirk at one time?
Oh, my goodness. I'd be guessing, but I'd think more than 10 because there was so much natural gas. We're part of what they called the Trenton Dome. Uh-huh. The natural gas that was found here, and it was burned and wasted because they thought it would never end. And on North Main Street, they drove a pipe into the ground and they lit it, and they let that burn around the clock. And I've read that the light from that was strong enough that folks going through on a train at night could read a newspaper by it.
Wow!
And it also made a lot of noise, as you can imagine. But you know what? It didn't last forever.
No.
But thanks to that, we have a state-of-the-art factory here, even though the gas might come from Oklahoma and places like that through a pipe.
Wonderful. What a great story. Great story. Chuck, Jim Bob, we really appreciate you being here, along with a big group of people from Dunkirk. It's been a blast being here at Christie's. Want to give special thanks to the Jay County Chamber of Commerce, to 591 Liquidation Warehouse on the east side of town here, and to Bill Blankenbaker and Gaunt Jewelry for sponsoring our broadcast here. Jeffrey O., you need to get off the air this afternoon, come over here and have an elephant ear.
And, that's right.
Everybody, all of our listeners need to come over for lunch today, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. Enjoy the rides, enjoy the festivities in Dunkirk, and be sure and go through the tour on the plant tomorrow between 9 and 3, or Friday between 9 and 3.
And don't miss the museum. You may want to wait to eat until after your ride.
Okay. Jeff, you got any final questions for Jim Bob?
No, I was just sitting here thinking about how it is the glass capital of Indiana. That's what it was coined as over in Dunkirk.
But yeah,
I think that they actually pretty much answered my question by listening to the story.
Well, I was going to ask that just as Chuck started talking about the natural gas being here. What made because there's not a lot of silica in Dunkirk, so the only other component was the gas.
Right. You need gas and sand. And the folks here need cullet, too. The scrap glass that they reuse takes less energy to melt, and also it makes a better product because it's been melted before and is more refined, less likely to have defects and seediness from raw material. So keep that in mind if folks are looking for cullet.
So, yeah, that everybody should recycle.
Recycle the glass.
Okay. The other raw product that we have here in Jay County is from the LPI over here at Portland.
Uh-huh.
The lime, I think they're using that in glass manufacturing now.
Limestone is used locally. Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, glass is going to be the theme the rest of the week in Dunkirk and all of Jay County. So make sure you come to the Glass Festival here in Dunkirk. And we want to give a special thanks to Kathleen Christie for hosting us here on this special edition of the Breakfast Club. And Jeffrey O., I think we're about ready to wrap it up.
You know, John, I can smell the food way over here in Portland.
You can?
Yes, I can. I get a good sniffer, you know that.
Yep. Well, you need
I know, I just opened my... Hey, stepped right in.
I'm not going to say anything about your
I know
dirt.
What you're thinking, though. Telepathically, I know what you're thinking.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, then, between you and I, you can laugh, and I won't say it for our audience.
Thank you.
But again...
I'm just, you know, I'm a history major,
uh-huh.
And I love listening to history, and I love... Jim Bob and Chuck Reif talking about Dunkirk.
Oh, I tell you what, before the broadcast, there's a group out front that I couldn't get on the air, but Alicia Franklin called them Liars Club. they gave me a pretty hard time when I came in. But some of the stories those guys were telling, it's interesting to come over here and just sit down and listen to people.
You know, people would think that I'm absolutely nuts,
uh-huh.
But if I could turn the clock back...
Uh-huh.
And watch some of these things from several years ago and not be hurt in anything that would happen, I would love that. Just to be an observer and watch. I think that'd be fun.
Yep. Well, you know, you get a little bit of that flavor if you come over here to Glass Days, and especially if you go visit the museum. If you haven't been to the museum, it's well worth the price of admission. It's well worth the trip over here.
All right. Are you done, or do I need to go back to you?
We're going to do our next Breakfast Club out at Ponderosa on Thursday, June 14th, back on our Thursday morning schedule. Late in the month, we're going to have a special edition of the Breakfast Club with Mayor Randy Giesman and a few of his direct reports. We're going to actually have our listeners email us some questions to ask Randy and some of his co-workers.
All right.
So, thanks again, Jeffrey O., and we'll do it again in 2 weeks.
All right.
All right, yeah.
All right. So, again, plan to attend Dunkirk Glass Days going on today through Saturday in Dunkirk. Plan to attend the museum and also the glass factory tours. And, again, the next Breakfast Club will be at the Ponderosa Steakhouse on June 14th.